Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. We have made it to June. That's right. The year is almost half over. Hasn't it been a delightful one so far? No, not really. For a slight change of pace, tomorrow I'll be talking with Jeff Barr and special guest Mike Clayville, AWS's VP of Global Sales and Business Development, on a live web stream. This is going to be awesome. Primarily because Mike Clayville, despite running AWS sales, hasn't got the slightest clue who I am and thus what he's in for. Go take a look and have fun with that. I think you'll enjoy what you see. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at DigitalOcean. Services that work incredibly well tend to sell themselves, and DigitalOcean is living proof of that. They have the baseline services, load balancers, disk volumes, various forms of compute. And you don't need to spend 6 weeks understanding how it works. But the best part of DigitalOcean by far is their incredible world-class documentation. I mean that sincerely. Even if you're not running on DigitalOcean, you will learn how computers work better by reading their docs. To learn more, visit do.co/morning. That's do.co/morning, and tell them Corey sent you loudly and obnoxiously via Twitter. Now, what happened last week in the world of AWS? That is an excellent question, which is why I rhetorically asked it. There are three new role-based learning paths for AWS Media Services, and not a single one of those three paths is I'm trapped in my home while accidentally becoming my own audiovisual crew, as many of us are now. Amazon MSK now supports Apache Kafka version upgrades, which is more than a little bit unfair, because let's not kid ourselves, you've always been able to upgrade the version of Apache Kafka on Amazon MSK. The problem was just that the upgrade process was throw your entire cluster away and start over from scratch. Amazon QuickSight launches integration with Amazon SageMaker and more. Now, SageMaker is catching on like wildfire, so QuickSight is desperately hoping to ride its coattails to something resembling success. Sure, why not? Amazon S3 adds support for IPv6 protocol in the AWS China region in Beijing and Ningxia regions, also in China. So I think it's a little bit telling that as global tensions continue to escalate, AWS stokes them higher by inflicting IPv6 on a foreign power. AWS Fargate now encrypts data stored on ephemeral storage by default in platform version 1.4. This is excellent for compliance checkboxes and for all practical purposes, absolutely nothing else. AWS Systems Manager Explorer now provides a multi-account, multi-region summary of AWS Compute Optimizer recommendations. This is a very common pattern. No, not putting random words after Systems Manager, though that does remain a perennial AWS favorite, but rather, given service so completely biffs it on working cross-account and cross-region that a completely separate service team has to step in to fix it. Data Lifecycle Manager adds support scheduling based on cron expressions and additional backup intervals, including weekly, monthly, and annual schedules. Because if there's one thing customers adore, it's fighting with cron's arcane syntax to schedule something. Of course, it's in UTC rather than whatever time zone you happen to be in. In case you've never noticed this, the newsletter for last week in AWS is on a 2-week delay for the archive. And you'll notice that that archive issue gets published at a different time depending on whether daylight savings time is in effect. Now you know why. Network Load Balancer now supports TLS APLN policies. Now, there are thousands of people who listen to this podcast for some godforsaken reason, and at most, maybe two of you realize that I just intentionally switched ALPN to APLN. Now, it is ALPN, but absolutely nobody in the world is up to speed on it, so it doesn't matter what we call it. Let's move on. Now deploy AWS config rules and conformance packs across an organization from a delegated member account. Another day, another service becomes organization-aware, and another doomed attempt to make the term conformance pack sound anything less than actively ridiculous. AWS Solutions Serverless Bot Framework adds a remastered user interface and uses AWS Amplify. This is pretty neat. You try to deploy the solution, it causes a Cambrian explosion of resources within your AWS account, and if you dare to complain on Twitter, the serverless bots swoop in to tell you you're doing it wrong. You know what you should do instead of doing it wrong? That's right. You should investigate Chaos Search. That's right. They're sponsoring this episode too. Now that their name isn't in all caps, just the C and the S are capitalized, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? It's a scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes instead of days or weeks. Click, boom, done. Chaos Search is for you if you're looking to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. And one more thing, for those of you who've been down this path to disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's all you really have to care about. There's no managing of servers, but there's also no data movement out of your account. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That is chaossearch.io. Introducing the latest AWS heroes for May of 2020. A new crop of AWS heroes have been anointed, and they're all new to me. This is actually a good thing because it means that the AWS community has grown well beyond my ability to keep it all in my head the way that I do with AWS products. New: AWS Amplify libraries for Android and iOS. Finally, AWS Amplify has Knative libraries for iOS and Android. A small subset of the people listening to this are suddenly very worried that I might not have just been creatively mispronouncing the word Knative previously. New: SaaS contract upgrades and renewals for AWS Marketplace. Selling SaaS to enterprises continues to grow ever more enterprisey by the day. One day, there will be so many configurable options within the AWS Marketplace that it'll gain full sentience as an ERP implementation. Single sign-on between Okta Universal Directory and AWS. With the shiny new Okta support, AWS Single Sign-On releases its best feature yet, a way to completely bypass AWS Single Sign-On. Fine-grained continuous delivery with Code Pipeline and AWS Step Functions. Step Functions meet Code Pipeline for a "it turtles all the way down" level of CI orchestration. Give it a try so that your code may be the sand showered into the finely machined gears that you're given and wreck the entire thing. Implementing Serverless Transit Network Orchestrator, or STNO as absolutely nobody calls it, in AWS Control Tower. What on earth is the problem that this is solving for? I'm sure it exists, but absolutely everything about it in this article sounds awful. No. AWS Shield Threat Landscape Report is now available. This contains something I'm not sure I've ever seen before, a state of the internet security report that isn't gated by a demand for your contact info. And lastly, how to create SAML providers with AWS CloudFormation. Setting up SAML Federation with CloudFormation sounds to me like something akin to rewiring an iPhone while wearing oven mitts, but don't let that stop you any. And that's what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts, whereas if you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts before taking to Twitter to berate me for not understanding the glory that is modern serverless.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.